Pray with me, please. Most merciful God, I thank you for all the blessings you poured upon us, but most especially for that blessing of life eternal with you in paradise, purchased through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray, sweet Lord, that you'll fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and close it when I've said enough. Amen. Be seated, please. I think one of the most important sentences in today's reading comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Let him who boasts, boast of the Lord. We're boastful people. And usually whenever we're speaking boastfully, we're pointing at ourselves. Boy, I did a great job. I'm so proud of me. Wrong. We boast not of ourselves, because we are nothing. We are nothing more than His creation. He made us to be what we are. He formed us. And He blew His pneuma, His breath, into us and gave us life so that we may move and walk and talk and be and enjoy the life He gives us. But we always got to remember that that doesn't come from us, that comes from Him. He gives us all that is good, all that is proper, all that is fitting, and all that makes us blessed. For there is no blessing in ourselves. I boast a lot of times about what I do. And all it takes every now and then for God to do is reach down from His heavenly host and take this thumb and finger and go thump right on the back of my head. Sorry, it ain't me. I can't do anything without His hand on my shoulder. There's a popular cartoon on public media. Little creature sitting there says, I think I'll let God fix this, because if I try to fix it, I'm going to jail. And that's just what life is. If we try to fix it, we get in trouble. We get in trouble trying to do things ourselves because we don't have the intelligence, the wisdom, the common sense, the knowledge to do what we should do. We just keep muddling along. Like I've always said about walking the railroad track. As long as my older brother held my hand, I could walk that rail for miles and never miss a step. I could watch the birds fly over, watch the sky, the clouds, as long as I was holding my brother's hand. But the minute I get cocky and boastful of myself and say, I got it, boom, right down between the rails, laying on top of the cross ties, getting gravel in my ear. I can't do anything by myself. I can be a fool for Christ. I can speak of Him. I can talk of His great love for us. I can speak of how He holds us in the palm of His hand, how He fills our hearts, how He lightens our spirit with His glory, how he loves us and how he wants only good and proper things for us. And all we've got to do is take us out of the middle of that and open our hearts and say, yes, Jesus, please, please, please fill me. Fill me, Lord. Fill me that I may sing your praises, that I may talk of your love and your greatness. And I'll have to admit, this being a part-time Pentecostal, I speak in tongues. And just what is that? That is my prayer language, the language I use to speak to God. Because I'm not smart enough or intelligent enough to tell him how much I love him, how much I adore him, how much I worship him. And sometimes when I'm in my prayer closet and there's no one there but me and the Holy Spirit, I start speaking in tongues and it sounds funny. I'm not ashamed of it. Because that is something God gives me so I can speak intimately with him. If you've never had that blessing, I would offer that you should pray for it. Not so much for public, not so much in the assembly, but in your heart of hearts. When you're kneeling there in prayer and you know that you need something from God's hand and you just can't express it because you don't know what you need. You don't know what your heart desires really. So turn your tongue loose to God. Give me the language that you want me to have. And it's like a ray of sunshine falls on you. It's like a great blessing. And it's something only you and God the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ have in common. Such a refreshing wind will blow through you. Try it. You might like it. Because that's your personal way to be with Jesus, to be with God. As I always say, sitting on his lap. Sitting on the lap of God Almighty, leaning on his bosom. And I like to think of reaching up and grabbing a double handful of his beard and just loving him, letting my heart fill with the joy and the life that he gives us. God so loves us. And as it says, he goes, so loves the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save us, to give us all that we need, to hold us in the palm of his hand. What a gracious gift. What a wonderful gift. Let him not, let him boast. Boast of the Lord. I can try and fix it. But if I fix it, I'll probably go to jail. We're so simple in our nature. We're so easy. We think we can handle this, that, and the other. We can't. We give the appearance of being capable. We put on the air of knowing what to do. But if it were not for the Holy Spirit, for the Son Jesus Christ, for the Lord God Almighty, we're dust. We're just clay. And we really cannot do anything. So when we boast of the Lord. For He is the whole reason we are. He's the whole lesson we preach. He's the whole justification for our lives. It's like the old cartoon said of the little kid, if I doot it, I get a whipping. I don't want to get a whipping. I want God to gather me onto His lap where I can love Him, where I can be intimate with Him, where I can hold on to Him and thank Him. Thank Him for everything. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.